You can't tell from the outside, but a gray two-story building nestled in a neighborhood of typical St. Louis IV families is a crucial part of the effort to combat high STI rates.
They can get STD testing and HIV testing. They can get contraception and pregnancy testing. They can see a case manager and get linked to other resources.
Dr. Katie Plax is the medical director of the SPOT, or Supporting Positive Opportunities for Teens. All of these services are free of charge to anyone who says they are between the ages of 13 and 24.
The other thing is we don't require any documentation or verification. The easier you make it for people to come in and do it, the more likely people are to get tested.
Reaching teens and young adults is critically important to controlling STI rates in St. Louis. There were more than 15,000 new chlamydia cases in the region in 2011. Half of those were found in patients younger than 19. That statistic scares City Health Director Pamela Walker.
When you have most of your cases between the age of 12 and 24, we're looking at an entire generation at risk for infertility. That age group for gonorrhea makes you more susceptible to HIV.
Several factors are at work in St. Louis to perpetuate the problem. Like most other indicators of poor health, high STI rates are concentrated in areas of poverty. And Walker says, like most other public health problems, it comes down to resources.
This is also a largely uninsured population. Medicaid in this state only covers you till age 18, and then you have to be disabled. We don't have a lot of money to treat the diseases.
Plax says many of the teens and young adults she sees at the SPOT use sex to relieve some of the stress associated with poverty and violence.
Because we have a higher prevalence, if you choose to do that without using safer sex strategies, you're frankly just at higher risk to acquire an STD.
Also at work is the fact that symptoms of many STIs, especially chlamydia, don't show up immediately. That means people don't get tested or treated for long periods of time. Combine that with the nature of relationships today, and you have the makings of a persistent public health problem.
Relationships have no value anymore. You will not hear a lot of people saying, we went on a date. It's a hookup now.
Radio personality turned social worker Shalita Dillon Coleman says that's less of a problem if your dating pool is bigger. But for African Americans, that's not always the case.
I can pull out pictures of guys that I've slept with and me and five girls, I've done it before, you know, get to talking and it's like, oh, you know him and you know him and, you know, it's that type of thing.
I'm good. Y'all brothers like some free condoms?
I like some free condoms.
What kind do you like?
That's part of the reason Dillon Coleman has made herself and a giant shopping bag full of condoms a regular fixture at a gas station just north of downtown St. Louis.
The church people, you have the people who make a certain income level. These are all the people that do not see themselves at risk. So the biggest part of my job is to put that mirror up and say, yeah, we're all at risk. Anyone who's having unprotected sex is at risk.
Dillon Coleman says she knows she's been successful when people come up to her and request a specific brand. In the warmer months, social service agencies do testing in neighborhoods with high rates of infection. None of these efforts will ever get the number of cases to zero. As the city's Pamela Walker puts it, as long as sex feels good, there will be new cases. STI rates will have to go up first as well as more people get tested. But all involved hope that their efforts will eventually reverse the trends that have plagued the city for so long. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.